Kitna festival. We are holding this festival since year 2003, and since then many girls are coming regularly. And this program is held for usually young girls who are between the age of 15 to 30. And some 3 months back, we had taken some of the girls who are more interested, who are following more regularly. We had taken them to our Govardhan Eco Village. So one girl I met there, she was no more a girl then. She had come first time in 2003. And then now when we met her after 13 or 12 years, she was already a mother of a child. She was married, mother of the child, but that first program she attended of Chetna changed her life, and she joined, started practicing Krishna consciousness very seriously on regular basis in her life. So like her all of you girls who must be from age starting from 15 years, you all are ultimately potential homemakers, potential mothers, potential professionals. So I thought that there are a lot of challenges waiting for you in life. So let us little bit discuss about this topic, which practically can help all of us at every stage of our life. So initially, when the girl would get married in India, around 50 years back, if we see, only one question was asked: khana banane ko aata hai kya? Khana banane ko aata hai, matlab kuch problem nahi hai. Now no other problem, you don't know anything else. Even if you've not studied anything, you can't sign your own name, it's fine. If you know cooking, perfect. But nowadays, girls will, what will you say? Khana banane ke siwa aur sab kuch aata hai. So like that, our era has changed over 50 years, so much westernization has taken place in India. So much modernization, girls are getting very, very high education. They have become professionals. They are holding very, very high positions in big companies as a CEO. They are CEO of the banks. They are doctors, lawyers. In politics, they have become ministers, females. So they have excelled in every field. But along with a professional role, when they go home, they have to play a role of mother, a role of daughter, role of wife. So every woman, I would say that she is a multitasker. She is a multitasker, and when you want to, you have to do, don't have much choice then, because if you are career oriented, then you have to balance everything, and somehow you have to make it through. So when that woman or that girl is exposed to such situation, she's put in such situation, she undergoes lot of stress, and she needs to really balance her work, her house. If there's a proper balance, then she can live peacefully, happy like that. So this balance is very, very important in our life. Everything has to be in balance. What every time we will say, ke kuch bhi karte ho, don't do too much don't do too less. So just like I thought of example of our planetary system, planetary solar system, there is sun and there are 9 planets, right? And each planet is at certain distance from the sun for thousands and millions of years. If we count, they count like in terms of light years, correct? So जिसको भी हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन सुनना है, पीछे प्रभुपाद के राइट साइड पे माता जी हिंदी ट्रांसलेशन कर रही है. तो अगर आपको इंग्लिश समझने में ज्यादा कंफर्टेबल नहीं हो, तो आप जाके हिंदी में ट्रांसलेशन सुन सकते हो अपना, पीछे जाके. सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट सोलर सिस्टम. सो अवर सन हैज सोलर सिस्टम एंड इट हैज दिस 9 प्लैनेट्स. At least we know of these 9 planets in our solar system, and they are revolving in the orbit for millions of years. And out of that, now science has made so much advancement. We are trying to go our neighboring planets and trying to find out more details about those planets and how we can get benefits from those planets. But the Earth planet, if we go to see, we studied in our school, in science book, that Earth planet is a round planet, it is having an axis, and it is rotating around its axis, and it is also rotating in an orbit around the sun. And for hundreds and thousands of years, Earth planet is doing this. That's why we are having a day, we are having night, and because it is revolving in the orbit, we are having 1 year of 365 days. So Earth is maintaining perfect balance. Suppose Earth goes little bit more close to sun, what will happen? The temperature on the our planet will go up so much, it will burn to ashes everything. And it will, suppose it goes little farther, then what will happen? The temperature will reduce so much, out of freezing cold, the living entities, the species will die on the planet. So, like that, too much balancing is very, very much required. Too much, now suppose tomorrow Earth planet thinks that, abhi bahut hi ghoom liya, thousands of years, let me take some rest. अभी मूड नहीं है थोड़ा थक गई हूँ लेट मी टेक सम रेस्ट और शी थिंक्स दैट अभी जो अच्छा मूड आ गया है अभी थोड़ा फास्ट कर लेती हूँ काम खत्म कर देती हूँ लाइक दैट सो आई रिमेम्बर माई स्टूडेंट लाइफ एटलीस्ट इन कॉलेज व्हेन आई पास्ड एसएससी आई रियली वर्कड हार्ड इन एसएससी एंड देन व्हेन 11th स्टैंडर्ड केम एवरीबडी टोल्ड मी जस्ट रिलैक्स नाउ नो मोर स्टडीज डोंट स्टडी रिलैक्स डोंट स्टडी एट ऑल एंड आई ऑल्सो यूज टू फील वॉट इज द नीड मूड नहीं अभी because 12th exam is going to come, that time I will study. And then again 12th exam, too much studies. So for a perfect student, if I want to become perfect student, I have to balance everything. I have to balance my recreation, I have to balance my studies. So this way, and this balance is required at every stage in our life. Whether I am a career woman, or I am a mother, or I am a daughter, I am taking care of my old parents, everywhere this balance is required. So what is this balance we are talking of, and what are the components that we are looking for in this balance? So I just was thinking and I jotted out 3 points, and in this balance 3 points I found very, very important on physical level, on mental level, and on emotional level balance is required. On physical level, our physical fitness is very important, because if my body is not in physical fit condition, then my mind will, even though my mind is very strong, very active, cannot give output. My body cannot give output. So my body has to be fit. And to remain physically fit, 3 things are required. My body has to do regular physical activities, it has to be nourished by good food, and it has to do everything, eating, sleeping, everything in regulation, isn't it? Too much eating, too much sleeping, no, it will not help you. So like last month, 26 June, anybody can say what is the day, what was the day, 26 June? It was announced by our honorary Prime Minister as International Yoga Day, right? Right? Because he is very concerned about the youth of India. At present, our very unique situation in India is that 60 to 65%. At present situation in India, 60 to 65% of our was I was calling westernization, what will happen? The husband will have to feed the wife. She will not feed the husband. So every woman is stressed out because she is multitasking. This is our solar system. All the orbits are moving, all the planets are moving in perfect orbit for millions of years. So these are the three levels of balance we are going to discuss today. Physical level, mental level and emotional level. So in physical, body fitness is very important. Your food is equally important. Regulation is important. So our Prime Minister Narendra Modi said 65% of our India's population at present is in 30s. Means our India is consisting of young people now, and they should give good attention to their health. Otherwise, if they give good attention to their health, then it can help our country to grow much, much, much better way. So these are the benefits of exercise. There are 20 benefits. They are very interesting to know. It reduces your body fat, increases lifespan, oxygenates the body, strengthens the muscles, manages chronic pain, reduces your diabetes risk, strengthens the heart, clears arteries, boosts your mood, maintains your mobility, improves your memory, improves your coordination, strengthens your bone, improves your complexion, detoxifies your body. So many 20 benefits are described, and they all are true. So exercise, some form of exercise, everybody should make it a part of the day. Everyone, at least not every day, then alternate day, we should do some form of exercise, either yoga or jogging or other kinds of physical exercises. Then comes food. So nowadays, this is the most favorite food, right? All the kinds of outlets of multinational companies, they've come in India. We like to go to malls, and their KFC is there, and McDonald's is there, and different Mexican and Chinese and everything is there. But what is the nutrition it's giving you? Zero. In fact, it is harming your body. You are going to have that cold drink. It is having very, very high content of sugar, which is not good for your body. You are going to have this French fries or fried food. It is having the most undesired fat, the fat which is not desired by your body, and it is going to, after 10 years, it is going to affect your heart like anything. So what are the healthy foods? This is called a diet pyramid. So in diet pyramid, base is every day we should drink water. How much it says? 8 to 12 glasses of water. Then base is formed by your food grain cereals, which is having high content of fiber. Then your fruits, then your vegetables, and then little bit of, then your proteins, and your little bit dry fruits you can have every day. So our Indian food, if we say dal, roti, sabji, chawal, so when it is we are eating that Indian food, traditional food, it is having very, very good nutritional value for our body. So we should try to have a good nutrition for our body, so that our body can go on for longer time in healthy way. Now the world statistics says that India's population is very, very prone to diabetes mellitus, and because the lifestyle is going more sedentary, people are getting more economically much, much better, and they are eating this fast food. So the Indian population is very, very at very, very high risk of diabetes, and if they don't change their dietary habits, then by after certain years, India will have maximum people in the world. The country of India will have maximum people in the world having diabetes mellitus. So we have to be very, very careful. At the same time, good sleep is very, very important. Nowadays, students, they want to study in the night and everything. But the statistics, the research has described that if you are sleeping less number of hours in the night for certain initial part of your youth, then you are making your heart more prone to heart disease later on. So it is inversely proportional. adequate amount of sleep you have, you are having less risk of getting heart disease. You don't have adequate sleep, then it is going to stress your body and heart is going to pay the this thing. Then this is a mental balance. Physical care is still very easy to understand, because if you fall sick, then you can diagnose the disease and you start the treatment. But mentally, it is more subtle. And sometimes people cannot recognize that they are having some mental issue, mental thing which they need to pay attention to. And what does the World Health Organization say? That greatest problem in 21st century will be not diabetes mellitus, not heart disease, not cancer, not HIV, but mental stress and mental disorders. This is their prediction. And India is not having very good statistics, but USA statistics say that 19 million adults in USA, they suffer depression, and of their economy, $43.7 billion per year are spent for the treatment. Such a huge load on the economy, because people are having so much mental stress. Then the more very shocking is the 5 lakh adolescent every year, they attempt suicide. And now, because in adolescent age the problems have started, so counseling has started in school itself. Okay, so why this mental problem is so much? Because our mind is suffering from the disease. Just like body is having some cancer, then it will eat away the nutrition from other part of the body. So like mind, if it is having some disease, it will eat away and it will not make you function in the desired way. So what are the three C's, three cancers of the mind, they say, is compare, complain and criticize. These three things are very, very harmful for us, for our body and for us as a whole. Because this comparing mentality, it is ingrained in us from childhood. Parents say, you got 43 out of 50, see your friend got 44 and half. Huh? You are taught to compare right from the childhood. Right? And then then you feel, just because you got 1.5 mark more or less, you are much lesser than that person. So this comparing mentality ingrained in our mind from childhood, and very, very difficult to take it out. And just because we have this comparing mentality, when we come to schools, we want to go for higher education, this creates troubles for the students. Once they pass SSC, we see SSC, last year I had seen SSC, many students in the first week of their results committing suicides. Right? Last year, as much as I remember. This year, Kota in Rajasthan, there is a town called Kota. And it is a hub for all the IIT, potential IIT students. They train the students for entrance exam for IIT. And thousands, I believe around 25,000 students come to Kota to get trained in those coaching classes, so they can fare much better in their exams. So last month, in first week of June, there were 7 suicides in those students. Okay. So students are under tremendous stress, just because they are taught to evaluate everything on your marks basis. And very, very, student life, two kinds of people you'll get in college. Some people are always doing time pass, sitting on katta, they are never having any tension. They feel admission ho gaya hai abhi, so to remove us from the college is their responsibility, not my responsibility. Okay? And the other category of students is that they've studied everything and they feel they can't remember anything and they want to hide from others so that others don't score more in the exam. So they are under always stress. So this is the reason, this comparing mentality is basically. Even many things we compare, apart from our education, beauty we compare. The whole advertisement business industry is running because people are having comparing mentality. They say, use this shampoo, you get this kind of hair. ये तेल डालो, घने बाल काले बाल हो जाएंगे. हाँ, देन यूज दिस लोशन, यूज दिस क्रीम्स, यू विल नेवर बिकम ओल्ड, नेवर लुक ओल्ड. हाँ, दे रियली. एंड द मोस्ट सरप्राइजिंग थिंग इज दैट मोस्ट इंटेलिजेंट पीपल, बिकॉज दे आर बॉम्बार्डेड कॉन्स्टेंटली विद दोज एडवर्टाइजमेंट, अल्टीमेटली यू स्टार्ट बिलीविंग इट. यस यस, इट मस्ट बी ट्रू. अनलेस यू स्टार्ट यूजिंग एंड इट डजेंट कॉज द सेम इफेक्ट ऑन यू, देन सब बोगस है. बट एवरीथिंग इज लाइक दैट ओनली. सो अगेन कंपेयरिंग इन दैट, देन पीपल कंपेयर वेल्थ. नाउ आई एम स्टेइंग इन टू बेडरूम हाउस, बट माई फ्रेंड इज गॉट थ्री बेडरूम, आई वॉन्ट थ्री बेडरूम ओनली. लाइक दैट. सो बट there is an example of very interesting example of King Alexander, who was king from Greece. And these people, European countries, they heard so much about India that India is full of wealth. India is having very, 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 very nice spices. They came for two things to India, European kings, for spices and for wealth. So this Alexander, they came till India. He came with his army, and on the way he conquered many countries. He came with his army, and he was about to enter India. There he was exposed to Indian mosquito, and one Indian mosquito bit him, and he got malaria, and he got very, very serious. Then he realized that now he will not live longer, so he wanted to leave his body, go back to his country and leave his body there. So his travel was going on. On the way, he realized that he will not even reach his country because his condition is so bad. So he called his ministers and he said that I have three wishes to be, you please fulfill after I die. First thing is that all my doctors who are taking care of me, they should carry my coffin. All four corners should be occupied by doctors who are taking care of me. Second, all the precious jewels, I have diamonds, rubies, emeralds, I have a tin from all these people from different countries. So you just throw on the roads where they are taking my body on the road. Means uska carpet bitha do on the way to the smashan. Then third thing, keep my hands open. I don't want you to keep it closed inside the bedsheet. Keep it open. So he wanted to give three messages to the people. First is that doctors, if God doesn't want, doctor cannot save you. They have their own limitation. Second is, all the things you acquire in your life, you work so hard. Alexander, in very, very young age, he left his country and he always lived in tents and everything. He was having so much opulence, but he never lived in palace. He lived in tents and he worked hard, so much hard for this opulence, jewels and everything. He got so much suvana mudra, they would say, gold coins, and he was taking it with him, but he cannot take it with him when he leaves this body. He has to keep everything here and go. And third message was that my hands are, when I came, my hands were empty. When I am going, my hands are empty. So this is when we are comparing, we have to give a lot of thought and overcome that mentality. Then second is complaining mentality. It is said that if you want to pray for the rains, be prepared for the mud, because if rains will come, mud will also come. So once one very thin lean fellow, he went to church. He started praying to God that you please help me, because people just make all the time fun of me. I tried so much, but I'm not putting on weight, and they just make fun of me. So voice, he was able to hear one voice, and that voice said that, will you really do what you promise, that you will do what is told to you? He said, okay, I will promise. And he had some degree of faith. So the voice said, every day you go to this mountain which is behind the church and push the mountain for 1 year, every day for 30 minutes. But he had some faith, and his voice was very celestial. So he did every day. But at the end of 1 year, he came And he started praying, what kind of thing is it humanly possible any person can push the mountain? Plus I am thin and lean. If I was bodybuilder, still I would believe that you are trying to, okay, it will justify a little bit. I am a thin lean fellow and you are telling me to do this. So God said, go and look at yourself in the mirror. So because he was going every day, he just blindly followed God's instruction with faith. So because every day he was pushing the mountain, God said, I told you to push, I never told you to move the mountain. Okay, so he was pushing, so his muscles built up. Then every day half an hour he did that. And for in whole year, means all three seasons he did that. In winter, in cold, in rains. So his body developed a lot of immunity and he really started looking handsome. So sometimes some difficult situation come in life, but there is always opportunity which we miss. And criticize is that they say that unless you put yourself in that person's shoes and walk a mile, you should never criticize that person, because you don't know what that other person is in, what kind of situation that person is facing. So next is emotional balance. Mind is still okay, this mentality, but human being means emotions, and especially females, lot of emotions, lots and lots of emotions. Our lacrimal glands are hypertrophied, means they are bigger than the males. Okay, so why? Because every living entity is looking for happiness, every living entity is looking for love, and this is a need of human being. Even in animals, you see, if a cat has given birth to 3-4 kittens, she'll really protect, she'll caress them, she'll nicely take care of them, feed them, everything. As far as possible, she will do everything for them. So humans also same thing. We are looking for love. In every relationship, we are looking for reciprocation, we are looking for love. And if you get hit by accident, you fracture your leg, it pains you, but there is a treatment. But if your heart is hit, if your heart is broken, that pain is tremendous, because it is connected with your emotions. That pain is so tremendous, sometimes it carries with you for whole life. So our ex-president API, Dr. API Abdul Kalam, he is a very, very scholarly person, written a lot of books. This is very nice statement, I like that. Difficulties in your life do not come to destroy you, but they come to help you to realize that your hidden potential and what is your hidden power. So let the difficulties know that you too are difficult. Make it difficult for the difficult, make it difficult for the difficulty. And outside world, they say ki, to overcome all these problems, you know, all these mental problems, positive thinking, they say, should always be optimistic and not pessimistic. Narendra Modi, our Prime Minister, when he first time he spoke in Parliament, when he gave first speech in Parliament, there was a glass in front of him. So he said that people will say this glass is half filled and half empty. But I don't say that. He said, I will say it is half filled with water and half filled with air. Okay. So, saying I am optimistic person and I always want to think positive and I want to make my take my country forward. But this, I feel when we take to Krishna consciousness, we realize that another dimension to our balance is a spiritual dimension is also there. There are so many holy scriptures all over the world available. What these people who give seminars, they take money from you, they give seminars how to balance your life. And in that, most of the time they are focusing on developing your self-confidence. Develop your self-confidence, then you can do everything and anything. But this, our Vedic knowledge, it tells us to understand what is this self. In our, any child goes to junior KG, he's told to write first essay, everyone, all of us have written is myself, right? My name is this, My name is Shama. When I was small, it was a Shama. Then my father's name is this. This is my house address. Huh? This is my mother's name. This is my brother's name. So this is self. But this identification, does it remain constant? Then at the age of 22, I got married. And my surname changed. My name changed. Right? Then another thing came. A doctor came in front of my name. So this name, it is not my identity. What is that self? That self, our scriptures say that it is a spirit soul within you. We have to connect with God as spirit soul. Huh? Everyone should have knowledge about spirit soul. And unfortunately, with our modern education system, we don't get this knowledge. None of our colleges or schools, they teach us about this dimension, this aspect of understanding, this aspect of knowledge. And without that, our knowledge is incomplete. In previous ages, they would get academic education. Along with that, they would get spiritual education at the same time. So they are able to maintain their mind, able to balance their mind much, much, much better way. So, Holy Scriptures means not only I am talking about Hindu culture. If you go to Muslim culture, then Christian culture, any book you, Quran you pick up, if you pick up Bible, their philosophy, basic philosophy is same, that you are spirit soul. And you have a connection with the God. And try to reconnect yourself with the God. Huh? Whether it is Allah or whether Jesus is the Son of God, Almighty Lord, or as a son of, as a servant of Krishna, all the scriptures are telling us to connect to God as a spirit soul. And when this, out of all the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita is the most commented by many scholars all over the world, and it is most distributed. Lakhs and millions of copies are distributed all over the world, and Prabhupada, one of his goal was to flood the country, our country, flood the world with this spiritual knowledge. And his disciples, they distributed these books in millions. Till now, millions of Bhagavad Gitas have been distributed. In December month, we have a marathon, right? All devotees, they go and try to distribute Bhagavad Gita. And many times what response we get? हमारे घर पे है, हमको जरूरत नहीं है. घर में है, एक घर में है. But have you ever opened that Bhagavad Gita, try to know what is written inside? It is going to be actually very, very helpful knowledge. Now we see physical balance, mental balance, emotional balance. There are answers to all those things in Bhagavad Gita. For physical balance in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that first Krishna is describing what kind of food one should eat. He is saying that one should eat the kind of food which is in mode of goodness. And what it will do when you eat food in mode of goodness, how it will help you? He is saying that first it will increase duration of your life. Then it will purify your existence. Then it will give you a lot of strength. It will give you health, happiness and satisfaction. So, Krishna is telling, eat this food in mode of goodness. Food in mode of goodness means vegetarian food, not non-vegetarian food. The succulent food, juicy food, all this food, milk products, they are all food in mode of goodness. And when you consume them, you get this effect, what Krishna is describing in Bhagavad Gita. Also, Krishna is telling, he was telling Arjuna, that if you want to perfect your life, O Arjuna, if you want to become yogi, then it is not the path for one who eats too much, one who eats too little, or one who sleeps too much, or one who sleeps too little. Means you have to have balance, eating, sleeping. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. Then what he is telling? That whatever you are, one has to be regulated in your work, in your eating, in your sleeping, and in your recreation. When you can do this, then you can mitigate all the material sufferings and pain. That means when you do this, your mind will be in such a position, it will be able to take all kinds of difficulties, it will be able to tolerate all kinds of difficulties. Then we move to mental platform. Now what Krishna is telling for balancing our mental platform, let's see. Second chapter of Bhagavad Gita is very, very important. There are many verses in that. First, Krishna says that you are not this body, you are the soul. So in that verse number 2.13, he says, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe koma ram yo vanajara. Means what? That as you are having this body is passing from your childhood, from boyhood to youth, and that same body is going to become old. And the soul which is there, is it passing through different stages, and ultimately at the time of death, it will leave your body. Means you are not this body, because you are going to leave this body behind. You are this soul which you are going, who is going to go ahead. Then another knowledge about soul is giving in this very nice verse. Vasansi Jirnani Yatha Vihaya. This is 2.22 Bhagavad Gita verse, where Krishna is telling Arjuna, as a person puts on new garments, giving up the old ones, soul similarly accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. So whatever happens temporary, whatever happens with us in our life, it is temporary. It will not stay for long. And further explanation is giving in verse number 2.14. Krishna very clearly says that Matra Sparshantu Konteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukhada Agama Payena Nistya Tam Siddhikshasva Bharata. There Krishna is saying, Krishna knows that you are going to get exposed to difficult situation in life. He knows. So here he is telling Arjun what? That just like non-permanent appearance of happiness or happiness and distress, like he is telling this happiness and distress, they are non-permanent. They are not going to stay forever. Sometimes there will be distress, sometimes there will be happiness. So he is comparing this happiness and distress to the appearance and disappearance of seasons, winter and summer season. Summer season goes, winter come. When summer season is there, you want winter, when will winter will come? If you are in Delhi, you want to go for holidays to Simla, suppose. And it's many people go to Chardham also. Delhi is scorching hot. And when they reach Badrinath, it is freezing cold. Okay, so when you are in Delhi, they think, when I will reach Badrinath. When they are Badrinath, they will think, when I will reach Delhi. So our mind is playing tricks with us like that. So Krishna is saying this happiness, distress, it will come and go, come and go, come and go. So what we should do? He is saying that one must learn how to tolerate them. One must learn how to tolerate them. Krishna is telling Arjun that you must know, and then without getting disturbed, that too. And what is getting disturbed? Is your body getting disturbed? Then you are in a miserable situation? No. My mind is getting disturbed. So, this is wonderful example Krishna has explained to Arjuna, that what is the relationship of mind, intelligence, and senses, and ultimately soul. So, horses which you see, they all are our senses, our eyes, our mouth, our ears, various senses, touch sensation, everything. Then the person who is controlling the horses is our intelligence. But in between intelligence and the senses is what? Mind. That is the ropes with which that person is controlling the ropes. So intelligence has to always control your mind. Now is it easy to control your mind? What say? I say no. How much say no? How much say yes? Everybody agrees. So, Bhagavad Gita 6.6, Krishna says the same thing. We have at least realized this verse of Bhagavad Gita, that for the one who has conquered the mind, mind is best friend. And for one who has failed to do so, the mind will become your greatest enemy. It will never allow you to live in peace, your mind. So, Arjuna is telling Krishna, this is mind is creating problem for me. in 6.34, he is telling that this mind is restless, it is obstinate, means sunta hi nahi hai mera, it's turbulent, it's always making me disturb, and it's very strong also, I can't do anything, I can't subdue it also. So I think it is more difficult than controlling the wind. Now who is Arjuna? He is Vayuputra, right? Everybody knows recent Mahabharata. He is a Vayuputra, so he has control over wind, but now he is telling Krishna what that, and he is friend of Krishna, still he is telling this mind is more difficult to control than wind. So what answer Krishna gave? Krishna told him, O son of Kunti, undoubtedly this is very difficult, not easy. I am not telling you to control this mind is easy, it is very restless, but it is possible to do so by suitable practice and by detachment. Then what suitable practice and detachment Krishna is talking about? What suitable practice? Then next chapter he is telling, perform devotional service, always think of me, become my devotee, offer your homage unto me, and in this way you will come back to me, and when you will come back to me, all your problems will solve. So many scholars, actually many leaders, they have followed this Bhagavad Gita. This is a statement given by our Rashtrapita Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. He said that my life had been full of external tragedies, and if they have not left any visible effect on me, because I owe it to teachings of Bhagavad Gita. He was a strong follower of Bhagavad Gita. So many people followed Bhagavad Gita, and Bhagavad Gita, one very very important, most commonly quoted verse is karmanye vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. And then what is the meaning? You are supposed to perform your duty. You are supposed to perform your duty. How? You are supposed to perform your duty fully, but not expect attached, not be attached to the results of your duty. Means whether you are getting success at the end of it, or whether you are getting failure or getting honor, dishonor, you should not be attached to that. If you are able to perform your duty in this way, then you will be perfect your life. So one very very interesting story I heard, His Holiness Radhanath Swami was speaking. He was quoting one story. He was saying that in America there is one famous story of a woman called Wilma Ruda. This lady, in her very very young childhood, around 6-7 years, she was, some syndrome her body suffered, and because of that syndrome her legs became totally sort of paralyzed, and doctors gave the answer that she'll never get strength in her legs, and she'll never be able to put her feet on the ground. She'll never be able to stand on her legs. All the time she has to put herself in a wheelchair and move around. Okay. So, but you know how every child is, she sees the other children and she says, Mama, I want to walk very fast. I want to walk fast. I want to run fast like those girls. So, mother said that, see, each everyone's ability one gets from God. The mother was very, very God conscious. So very nicely she taught her child that one gets one's ability from God. And if you persevere and do not be discouraged, have faith, then you will be successful. So after some time, though she was a medically hopeless case, but she was able to stand on her legs and she started going to school. Then in school, she participated in race. In first race, after she came out of her sickness, and guess what happened? She lost the race. And she was not just lost, she was the last. And she was last, and people laughing at her, ridiculing her, what are you doing here? This is not the place for you, like that. But she took part in another race, she never gave up. So many races, and many times she lost. She lost the race many times. But she had faith in God that it is my duty to try my best, and rest is left to God. Okay. And in 1960, she won 3 Olympic medals in athletics. it's amazing. When I heard this story, I thought this is amazing. But she said that I have just tried. It is God who has given me ability. So she had this strong faith. So similar thing Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Same verse. What he says? Ananas chintayantu maam ye jana parya upashate tesham nitya bhuktanam yogakshema vyahamaham. He's saying those who always worship me, who have exclusive devotion unto me, they meditate on me, on my transcendental form, then to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Krishna is giving yoga kshema vyahamaham. I will protect you. Just have faith in me and worship me. So if we are just able to put all this knowledge which is given in Bhagavad Gita, just Krishna is telling, think of me always, try to think of me. That means what? Think of him is what? Think of him is, do all the activities, put God in the center of your life, first of all. Put God in center of your life. Make all your activities related to God. Make your house a temple of God. Make God center of your life. And then do all the activities as a devotion to him. And this should ideally start from childhood. This knowledge should start from childhood. Then foundation will be very strong. So many towers are coming up in Bombay. They have to work on the foundation, not on the upper part. Or they have to work more on the foundation. So, foundation has to become strong. If the foundation of the children, we give them this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in the childhood itself, then they can, amazing results they can give in their lives. So this Bhagavad Gita, usually people feel to go to religion means kabhi problem hota hai to mandir jane ka, nahi to zarurat nahi hai. This is a myth. Very unfortunate it is. It is the opposite way around. When you make religion center of your life, base of your life, principle of your life, then you can take many, many difficulties with this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita in very, very wonderful way. So this should start from childhood. And the best way of connecting to God to become Krishna conscious is easiest is to chant Hare Krishna. To chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. So best way, we may not be able to go every day to temple. We may not have deities in our house. We may not be able to worship him like making him clothes every day or making him wear jewelry, do his abhishek every day. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared in his name with all his energies. Whatever energy or whatever potency deity has, same potency is there in holy name. Okay. So when we chant the holy name, we connect to God. And this should be done, how we should be done? Once a week? 2 minutes in a day? No, it should be regular. It has to be just like you eat your regular food, you eat regularly, drink water. You regularly go here, there. Like that, like a medicine, we have to take this holy name. Then it will show the effect. Okay? So, Prabhupada said, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So, all the knowledge, essence, sar of whole Bhagavad Gita is that just become surrender to God, worship Him, chant His holy name, and you will be able to balance your life very nicely. At the end of life, you will live a fulfilled life. So now, we are going to open. Thank you so much for being so attentive and nice. We had little late today we started. So, she want to start? Actually, this is Adhik Mass, and we wanted to suggest all those girls who are interested. This is a very, very auspicious month. This is called Purushottam month. This is Purushottam month. So, we had this idea of all those who are interested. We wanted to just distribute a small mala. And all of us can together chant this on these beats together. When it is chanted together, it has lot of energy, lot of benefits are there. And especially when you chant in Purushottam month, in the temple, in front of deities, it is having amazing effect. So, we just chant one round, fast distribute. All of you who are interested, just take it in your hand and we will chant this holy name. And it is recommended that this Hare Krishna mantra is recommended in this Kali Yuga. Hare and Krishna. Hara means energy of Lord and Krishna means Lord. So by chanting Hare Krishna, we are praying to God that please shower your mercy upon me. Please shower your mercy upon me and please engage me in your devotional service. That is the meaning of, simple meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. And Prabhupada, very famous speech of Prabhupada is there. He is saying that this is most easy thing to do. If you tell the child to sit in the lecture and hear the lecture, he will not be able to do. But if you tell him to chant, very easily he can chant. Okay. And sometimes we have observed animals also. Devotees chant, they participate, they just sit there and they listen. And when we are chanting, we are not just benefiting ourselves, we are benefiting everything in atmosphere all around us. So this is very, very important. In Kali Yuga, it has lot of potency. So we'll chant this. Together we'll chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki. So thank you so much. From bottom of my heart, I am very grateful to you, thankful to you to participate in our Chaitanya festival. Especially today, in this chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. All those who are interested, they can take this bead with them. These are free for you today in Purushottam month. You can take it with you at your home. And many people feel that is there any regulation, strict niyam, palan karna hai kya, chanting ke vak. But Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya said, there are no hard and fast rules for chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. You can chant it anywhere. You are traveling in train, you are traveling in the bus, you are walking on the road, you are sitting in temple, you are sitting at home. You can chant this mantra anywhere. And anybody can chant. Not that only certain caste people can only chant, only Brahmanas can chant and Shudras cannot chant. Anybody can chant and it is meant for everyone's benefit. So please, I would request all of you to continue and give it a try. Give it a try. Now I think how many days are remaining? Purushottam month. 5 more days are remaining in Purushottam month. So I would just give you this suggestion. All those who have taken with interest this beads, please chant at home. One round you can chant, two rounds, three rounds, see the effect. Just give it a trial. If you have never chanted in your life, just give it a trial. Like a free sample. Try karo, baad mein dekho. What is the, then you like, you can continue. Don't like, fine. So, please continue to come to our Chetna festival on regular basis. Continue to encourage us. And we are very thankful for you, to you for your wonderful attention. We don't have any time for questions now. We will be starting Kirtan. Anybody who has question, you can talk to me personally once we finish the Kirtan. Kirtan is very powerful way of chanting the holy name because it's loudly chanted. It has very powerful effect. So all of you, please sing and dance in the Kirtan and marry yourself. Have a nice time. And after that, there will be prasadam served for everybody downstairs. She is having some more announcement. Okay, we'll begin with Kirtan.